Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Shavuos Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Shavuos, Taf Yud Gimel, the Gemara at the end of Yud Beis Med Beis, says, Omar Yehuda, the Pshat in the Mishnah of the Soya Mishtaleach, which is Mechape on all Avirus Shabbat Torah, means that it's Mechape on Ben Kalis, Ben Chamuros, Ben Shalom B'Shoigig, Bein Sha'osim B'mezid, and those which were done B'Shoigig is Bein Noida and Bein Loi Noida Loi. Rashi in the Ramaschil Bein Sha'osim B'Shoigig explains that the Mishnah which says there's a kapara on Averis which were done B'Shoigig, Hai Shoigig the Hoche, we are not talking about a Shoigig which is Shigigosi Chatos. If someone eats Chelev B'Shoigig, he has to bring a Kol Mechatos. Says Rashi, we're not referring to this kind of Shoigig. The shegig which the Mishnah is referring to is the shegig of Oshem Tolui, like he ate achas mishtichatichos, achas shel chilev, achas shel shuman, like the Madoma holds in it chaticha mishtichatichos, and the einu yedea ezer ochal, and in that case, the Yom Kippur with the Sama Mishtaleach is mechapa on this shegig, that after Yom Kippur one does not have to bring Oshem Tolui, like the Mishnah says, increases chofhei omed aleph. Because Rashi holds that the Mishnah over there increases chofhei, says mefurish that chai vichatois vashomis vadoin, Sheova aleim yom kippurim, chayovim lohavi acha yom kippurim. One is mechuyev still to bring a korban chatos and a korban oshom if there was a vadai shoigig. It wasn't a sofik like oshom tolui. So Rashi says about Kolchach, the Mishnah which says over here that soya mishtaleach is mechapon a shoigig is referring to a shoigig of a sofik, not a shoigig of a vadai. But the Rambam at the beginning of Ilchus Tshuva, Perik Aleph Halacha Beis, brings down our Mishnah kipshutoy and says soya mishtaleach is mechapon ula aviris. Bein Sha'ovar Bezodrin and Bein Sha'ovar Bishgogo. And says the Lech Mishnah over there on the Rambam that the Rambam does not make a difference whether the Aveira or Shegig is a Shegig of a Chatos or the Shegig is a Shegig of Oshem Tolui. The Rambam says the Soya Mishtaleach is Mechaper Bein Sha'ovar Bemezid, Bein Sha'ovar Bishgogo. Says the Lech Mishnah that Rashi does say that the Mishnah is only referring to a Shegig of Oshem Tolui. And says the Lech Mishnah, Ve'Rabbeinu Sosam, the Rambam was Soisim, Ve'Kosav Loshin HaMishnah. It means Lech Mishnah explains the Rambam that there's no machloikas be'emes between the Rambam and the Rashi. The Rambam also holds, like it's Mefurish in the Mishnah, increases Chafeyom and Aleph, that the Soya Mishtaleach and Yom Kippur is not Mechaper on a Shegig Vadai, and after Yom Kippur one still has to bring the Korban Chatos and the Korban Oshon. But the Rambam just brought the Mishnah Ketzurosa with Seisim, and one understands Mamela that the Rambam holds also like Rashi that the Shegig is, which we're discussing, is a Shegig of Oshem Tolui and not a Shegig of a Korban Chatos. But Behemoth the Adam Melech in his Sefer over there on the Rambam, the beginning of Ilchus Tshuva, Perik Aleph Halacha Beis, says that the Maisa the steamest Loshon Rambam, that the Rambam does not find it necessary to explain like Rashi that we're talking about Shegig of Oshem Tolui, would show that L'chiri the Rambam does argue with Rashi. And the Rambam holds that the Soya Mishtaleach is Be'emes Mechaper on every Shegig, and even a Shegig of the Chatos, Vadai, if someone ate Chilev B'Shegig, also has a Kapora. And this is what the Mishnah says, B'Stomer, that is Mechaper Bein Al HaZodoin and Bein Al HaShegig, even a Shegig Vadai, like a Shegig of Achilas Chilev. Says the Adam Melech, that Rashi, who says that we can't be talking about the Shegig Vadai because the Mishnah increases, explains clearly that after Yom Kippur one still has to bring a Korban Chatos, says the Adam Melech that the Rambam holds, this is another halacha. The halacha of a kapara of Yom Kippur to be mechapa on the Avera, Yom Kippur is mechapa even on the Avera of a Shegig. And the person who ate Shegig before Yom Kippur has a kapara of Yom Kippur and the Soya Mishtaleach on this Avera, even though it was a Shegig Vadai. But the halacha is that since he has already a chuyvas havah of a korban, since he did the avera before Yom Kippur, the chuyvas havah does not go away through the avera, through Yom Kippur and the Soya Mishtaleach. Even though he has a kapara on the avera, but the chuyvas havah of the korban he still has, and this stays, and he still has to bring a korban chatos vadai and a korban oshon vadai after Yom Kippur. And in only in this is there a difference between a shegig vadai and a shegig sofik. A Shegig Vadai, since he is already Chayv a Korban Vadai, then after Yom Kippur he still has to bring this Korban. But a Shegig of a Sofik says in the Mishnah, a Chiddush, that not just is there a Kapora on the Avera, but there's also a Kapora, and he doesn't even have to bring his Korban afterwards when he finds out that he ate, or also he ate Shegig, maybe a Sofik Chelev, if he ate before Yom Kippur, he does not have to bring the Oshem Tolui after Yom Kippur. So it says the Yad HaMelech, Rabbeinu, is two separate nidoinim, it's two separate discussions. There's one shaila, if the kapora of the Sohar Mishtaleach and Yom Kippur works to be mechaper the avera of the person that he was over avera b'shoigig, and on this holds the Rambam, is a total kapora on every single shoigig. And then there's another shaila, does a person who had a kapora of Yom Kippur still have to bring a korban because the chivas havor, which was chal already through the maisa avera of a shoigig, does this go away also when Yom Kippur goes and over all of Yom Kippurim? And in this is the difference between a chatos vadai and a chatos sofik of the Oshem Tolu. And therefore, Oshem Tolu one does not have to bring, but chatos vadai one does. So it comes out, says the Yad HaMelech, there's a so distinct machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. In this, what the Mishnah says, the chayvi chatois, she'ova aleim yom ha-kippurim, chayovim lohovi korbonom acha yom ha-kippurim. Rashi understands that this is a gilui, this teaches us that the kapora of Yom Kippur does not work at all for the avera of a shoigig vadai. And the whole kapora, which says in the Mishnah by us, that there's a kapora of a shoigig, is only referring to a kapora of a sofik avera, sofik shoigig, which is mechayv oshem tolui, and on that there's a kapora of a shoigig. But the Rambam holds that the shoigig, which is discussed in our Mishnah in Shavuos Beis Amid Beis, is a kapora on every avira of a shoigig. And the Mishnah in Krisus is discussing the chivas havah of a korban, even though it does have a kapora on the etzem avira of achilas shoigig and achilas chilev b'shoigig, even if it was achilas vadaya, which is mechayv mechatos. And the Rambam holds that there is a kapora on the avira, but there's a chivas havah of a korban mechatos after Yom Kippur. Says the Yad HaMelech, the Rambam's Makor to tell us this halacha is because the Lashon of the Mishnah over there is mashma that the Chayvi Chatois and Hashomis Vadoim Chayovim Lohovi Achayim HaKippurim. The Mishnah does not say that Chayvi Chatois Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechape Alein. The Mishnah says that they are still mechuyev to bring their korban after Yom Kippur. So the Rambam learns from here that the avada, the kapora, they have already on since the avera was done b'shoigig, they have a kapora on Yom Kippurim, and they, like the Mishnah says, that Yom Kippur is mechapa on a shoigig, and in this there's no difference whether the shoigig was a shoigig vadai or a shoigig sofik. And therefore it doesn't pass the lashon of ein Yom Kippurim mechapi, because Yom Kippur is a mechapi on them. But the chi of korban they still have, like the Mishnah says, achayovim lahovi achayim akipurim. This is the shita of the Rambam. Memesu loshen of the vidu, which we say on Yom Kippur, we say al chatoim shonu chayovim aleim chatos, al chatoim shonu chayovim aleim oshom, and we say also al chatoim shonu chayovim aleim oshom tolui. Is beemes Yom Kippur is mechapa on oshom tolui, like Rashi says. But lechoyer the chatoim shonu chayovim aleim chatos, according to Rashi, we beemes don't have any kapora through the Yom Kippur. From the Lashon of the Vidui is Mashma Bemis, we hold also that the Vidui works, and the Charota, there is a tshuva on the Chayovim Aleim Chatos, even though the Avira is Mechayiv Yakom Chatos Vadai, there still is a Dag of a Kapora of Yom Kippur, and according to the Rambam, like the Yad HaMelech explains, this is very Mavua, because Bemis we have a Kapora on the Avira of the Chatos, but there will be a Chivas Chatos later on, when Noida Loi Acha Yom HaKippurim to bring a Korban Chatos. The Gemara continues on and says that the shoigig, which the Mishnah says, is bein noida lo isfeikon, bein lo noida lo isfeikon. Explains Rashi that the shoigig which we're discussing, like we said before, is a shoigig of a sofik chilev and is chayev oshem tolui. And on that, the Mishnah says that bein noida lo isfeikon, she noida lo isheboli de sofik chilev. He already knew before Yom Kippur that he ate Sofik Chilev and he's Mechayev Oshem Tolui. And then Yom Kippur came, Yom Kippur is a Mechaper, he doesn't have to bring Oshem Tolui. And Bein, Loi Noida Loi Tzveikoi. Before Yom Kippur he didn't know and he only found out after Yom Kippur. Also, when he finds out, he does not have to bring Oshem Tolui. Be'emes the Gemara increases, Chofei Omid Beis, in the discussion over there in the Gemara, that this is this difference, that Yom Kippur works and is Mechaper for Oshem Tolui, but not for Oshem Vadai. Says the Gemara, the difference is that the Oshem Vadai, once a person knows about it after Yom Kippur, lechimisyadale, when he's going to find out that he was over this avera of Chatos or Oshem Vadai, then he has to bring a korban. Mashein kein Oshem Tolui, kimisyadale, einoi maisi Oshem Tolui, since the Yom Kippur is already mechaper. The Lashon of the Gemara, that the Gemara says that it depends whether after Yom Kippur he finds out about his Avera, or after Yom Kippur he finds out about his Avera's Sofik, in the Lashon of the Gemara will be Mashma, that the whole Kapora of Yom Kippur is only in a case where he finds out after Yom Kippur that he was over this Avera. But from the stimas loshen agemor increases over there will be mashma that if he knew already before Yom Kippur that he was over, maybe he was over Sofik Achilas Chelev, and he was ready Chayev to bring a korban Oshem Tolui. In this case, it's Mashma and the Gemara over there, but Emes Yom Kippur will not work, and Yom Kippur will not patter the person from bringing Oshem Tolui after Yom Kippur, since he was already Chayev in the korban Oshem Tolui through the Yediyah before Yom Kippur. And the Lashon of the Gemara is Mashma only if he did not know about it before, then he can have a Kapara of Yom Kippur that later on, after Yom Kippur, when he finds out about the Aveira, he does not have to bring Oshem Tolui. But says the Rishash over there in Krisis Chafeyam debates that Bal Kochoch, one cannot be Medayik this Diuk in Lashon HaGemara, even though the Gemara is Mashma like that, because our Gemara says Mefurish that Bein Noidaloi and Bein Loi Noidaloi of our Mishnah in Shavuos based on the debates is talking about this case. That even if a person was noidaloi before Yom Kippur, and he knows already that he was over and he's chayiv Oshem Tolui, even in this case, he has a kapora and it does not have to bring Oshem Tolui. So since the Mishnah is mefurish, that even in the case of noidaloi, he also is potter from his Oshem Tolui, Bal Kochach, the Gemara increases chafeyam abeis is lav dafke, and noidaloi later is lav dafke, even if he was noidaloi before. Al kapon, this is the Makor. To teach us this halacha is the Makor in our Gemara, that even if he's noidaloi before Yom Kippur and he's ready chayev to bring a korban, he still has a ptur if Yom Kippur came and he's over all of Yom HaKippurim, he does not have to bring Oshem Tolui. Now, by emes, we can point out that the Mishnah, the Gemara says in Krisis, Yudches Amud Beis, that Abaya suggested a puncta fakerta svara, exact opposite svara. Abaye suggested that maybe the whole halacha on Yom Kippur, which is mechaper on a sofik aveira like Oshem Tolui, is only in a case where he already knew about the aveira. So since the aveira already had the idea and is chal that he is already a mechuyev korban misofik, on that maybe Yom Kippur can be mechaper. But in a case where he yet doesn't know bichlal that he was over this aveira and he hasn't got a yediyah, then the aveira has not be'emes been chal on him to be chal a chivas korban. In this case, maybe Yom Kippur will not be mechaper, and after Yom Kippur, he when he finds out about his aveira, he be'emes will have to bring a korban Oshem Tolui. This is what Abaye wants to say, a faketa svara that we mentioned from the pashtas of the Gemara in Chofei Amidubayit in Krisis. And over there, Rava answers Abaye that one cannot be mechalik and say that the whole kapara of Yom Kippur is only in a case where he already did know about the Oshem Tolui, because our Mishnah in Shavuos says clearly, Bein Noidaloi and Bein Loi Noidaloi. So it says Mefurish in the Mishnah, even in a case where he did not know about his Aveira, he also has the kapara of Oshem Tolui, and both cases, Bein Noida and Bein Loi Noida, Yom Kippur works, so he doesn't have to bring Oshem Tolui afterwards. This is Mamash what the Rishash Tainers from the Mishnah, like Rava said, answered back Abaye, Benigea, someone having a kapora of Oshem Tolui in a case where he did not know about it, is the same diuk we know from our Gemara that even in a case where he did know about his Aveira, he also has a kapora of Oshem Tolui, and not like the Pashas HaGemara in Chofei Amud Beis. But Be'emes, the Tosfos HaRosh in Yuma Pehei Amud Beis brings down a suffix from the Rivah, that the Rivah was Mesupik on this halacha that Yom Kippur is Mechapa on Oshem Tolui, asks the Rivah, what is the din in a case where the person already did know about the Aveira before Yom Kippur, and he knew that he's chayv to bring Oshem Tolui? Do we say that even in this case, Yom Kippur has a koyach to be mechaper, and he's potter from his korban after Yom Kippur, and he's not have to bring Oshem Tolui? That means the Tosfos HaRosh from the Rivah took on Misvara also, like the Pashtas HaGemara in Chofei Amud Beis increases, that only in a case where he didn't yet know about his Aveira, then you can have a kapora of Yom Kippur. But in the case where he already knew about the Aveira, who said Yom Kippur can be mechaper even in a case where the person is already mechuy of a korban? And the Tosfos HaRosh over there is Mayrich to bring Rayas from the Gemara in Krisis that there is a kapora of Yom Kippur even in a case of Noidaloi and he is already mechuy of a korban. After Yom Kippur, he's potter and does not have to bring Oshem Tolui. Says the Tosfos HaRosh that Kenira in Yerushalmi in Yuma has this sofik. And there's a sofik over there in Yerushalmi where the Oshem Tolui, the Yom Kippur can be mechaper, even in a case where he's noidaloi. And he says the right girsa over there in Yerushalmi is that lemaskona there is a kapora. And by emes we have to understand l'chiri the Rishash Tainas increases Chofei Amud Beis that this Gemara by us is mefurish that the noidaloi and the loy noidaloi works even in a case where it's already noidaloi and it's chayev Oshem Tolui. It's mefurish in our Gemara that this is the taitch in the Mishnah, like Rava himself said in increases Yud Ches Amud Beis, that the Oshem, the Yom Kippur works to be mechaper a person, even in the case of Noidaloi, before Yom Kippur, he does not have to bring a korban after Yom Kippur. So l'chir is very schwer why the Tisas Rosh clears bichlal the shayla when we have l'chir a mafurish mishnah that the Oshem Tali works bein Noidaloi, bein loy Noidaloi. But b'emes we can point out that according to the Rambam, which we quoted before, like the Yad HaMelech explains the Rambam, that the Shaila of our Gemara is not discussing Yechivas Korban after Yom Kippur, but is discussing the Kapora on Etzem Avira itself. And the Kapora works even on a Chai V'chatois V'adoim, that if it was done B'shoigig, he has a Kapora, and the Avira has a Kapora, even though after Yom Kippur he has to bring a Korban Chatos. Then Be'emes will can say that our Gemara, which is Mashma, that the Kapora is in Bein Noidaloi and Bein Loi Noidaloi, is not discussing the Chivas Havo of a Korban. It's just discussing the Kapora on Etzem Avir. But it could very well be that after Yom Kippur, since it was Noidaloi before Yom Kippur, then he has to bring Oshem Tolui after Yom Kippur. And the mission over here is not discussing whether he's potter from his Chivas Havo of a Korban, but rather it's just discussing the Kapora on the Etzem Avir. And the Avir has a Kapora even on a Shogeg Vadai and even on Oshem Tolui Shanoidaloi. Mamela, there'll be no Rai in our Gemara that if it's Noidaloi before Yom Kippur, he is potter from bringing Oshem Tolui after Yom Kippur. But Be'emes, like we said, the Gemara increases Yud Chesem at base, that Rava says that the Mishnah is Mefurish in our Mishnah, Noidaloi and Bein Loi Noidaloi, and not like Abaye Svara, who wanted to say that the din of Yom Kippur only works to be Mechape is Oshem Tolui if it's already Noidaloi. So L'chir Rava increases Yud Chesem at base is Mefurish, that the Mishnah means to discuss the Chivas Havos HaKorban after Yom Kippur, and not like the Yad HaMelech said in the Rambam, that it's just discussing the Kapora of Etzem Avir. Because according to the Yad HaMelech and the Rambam's Pshat, then there's no Raya from this Mishnah that if it was ready, that if it was Noidaloi, or if it was Loi Noidaloi, then he can have a Kapora after Yom Kippur enough not to bring Korban. Because that is not the discussion in our Sugya. The discussion is only Legab the Kapora of the Avir, not Legab the Chivas Havos HaKorban. So the Chir from Rav's Taina over there in Yud Chesam Aveis is Muchach, that our Mishnah is discussing the Chivas Havo of a Korban, like Rashi says, and Mamela will be a Raya L'Chir, that even once he is Noidaloi before Yom Kippur, and he has to bring Oshem Tolui, later after Yom Kippur can patter his Chivas Havoas, a Korban of Oshem Tolui. Unless we say that this is good for the machlikas of Rav and Abaye over there in Yud Chesam at base, and the Rambam will go like Abaye and learn our Gemara like Shittas Abaye and not the Maskona like Shittas Rav, which is L'chir Shver, because L'chir Abaye over there was Chizer, and Rav's Taina is from our Gemara, which is Mashma, that we are discussing Yechivas Korban, which is Bemes Hakasha on the Yad HaMelech Pshat on the Rambam, who learned that the Mishnah is only discussing the Kapora on the Avira, not the Kapora of the Korban. Al Kaponim, this is the Makoya of our Gemara, the Pashtus. There's a Mefurisha Gemara by us, like the Rishash points out in Krisis, that there's a Gemara which says clearly that if a person was already Chayiv, a Korban Oshem Tolui, and then came Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur, one does not have to bring a Korban Oshem Tolui. And now, L'chir, we have to know the Alocha. What would be the Alocha in a case where someone ate Sofik Chaylev before Yom Kippur, and he knew about the Avera, and he already went ahead and was mafrish a korban Oshem Tolui, and he has a korban which is waiting to be nikrav in the Mizbeach, he wants to be makriv on the Mizbeach, and later on came Yom Kippur, before he had a chance to be makriv his korban, Yom Kippur came and was mechapa on his avir. What do we do now with this korban Oshem Tolui? The Yaivitz in his Agoris increases Chofei Amid Beis says that we find a similar shaila in a case where it was Noidaloi after a time when he was already mafish his korban Oshem Tolui, and then he found out that Be'emes he wasn't over any Avir. He has Edim who came later on and told him that the Chilev was not really Chilev, it was Be'emes Shuman, and he wasn't over any Avir. There's Machlikas, Remeir and Rabbonon, what do we do with the korban which was already mafish? Remeir holds that the korban goes out of Chulin, but Rabbonon hold that he was Goma or Makdish, and therefore it has a Kedusha, and has to wait for a Mum in order to be Poydah this Korban. So says the Yaivitz, in this case also, since he has now a Kapora through Yom Kippur, the Korban, according to Remeir, will turn into a Chulin because it's a Taurus, and according to the Rabbonon, there's a Goma or Makdish, and will have to wait for a Mum, and later be Poydah this Korban. But the Sfasemes, Over there in Krisus, Chav Gimel Amud Bey says that in this case, even Ermeya agrees that this is not called a toast. Because Be'emes, he was over a Sofik Avera, and he doesn't know that he wasn't over any Avera. He just has a Kaporia through Yom Kippur. In this case, this is not called a toast, and Mamela, he's going to have to wait for a mum, and later on be poida, like according to the Rabbonon, over there, Benegea, in a case where he finds that he wasn't over Avera. But the Sfasema says that maybe over here, since he was already mafresh his korban and was over all of Yom Kippurim, maybe in this case, even the Gemara says by us that if it was noidaloi, he also has a kapara, but it could be this is all up till he was mafresh a korban. But once he's already mafresh a korban, maybe in this case, Be'emes he doesn't have a kapara to Yom Kippur, and his kapara is only going to be when he's going to be makriv his korban al shantolui after Yom Kippur. And he blabs at sorichiyun, what is the alocha in the case you already mafresh the korban? Now the Sofik is the Remeir Simcha also clears the Shaila in Oy Sameach, in Psula Mikdoshim, Perik Dalet, Halocha Yud Dalet. He asks the same Shaila, what would be the Halocha in a case where someone is already mafrish a korban Oshem Tolui, and then was Ova Yom Kippur? And says the Oy Sameach, that in this case, maybe, Be'emes, he does not have a kapora of Yom Kippur, and he has to be mafrish his Oshem Tolui. Because since he was already mafrish his korban, and he already was mafrish his korban planning to go and be makriv the korban after Yom Kippur, Memela, it's like he said, "Eini roitze bekaporas Yom Kippurim for this avir." If someone says he does not want to have the kapora of Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur is not mechape him, like the Gemara says in Krisus Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that if someone says he eini roitze kaporas Yom Kippur or he's mevayit in the kapora lekul alma, then he does not have the kapora of Yom Kippur. So says the Meir Simcha that in this case where he was already mafrish a korban Oshen Tolui, it could be that since he was mafrish this korban, it's like he was saying that he does not want to have the kapara of Yom Kippur, and Mamela legaba this avir al kaponim, he wants the Oshem Tolui to work for him, and Mamela he has to wait after Yom Kippur and bring this Oshem Tolui to have a kapara and this avir, because legaba this avir, he said, ein yoritze bekapara as Yom Kippurim. But says Rami Simcha that if later on this korban Oshem was nevad, he got lost, and it didn't come lidei akrove. In this case, Be'emes Yom Kippur lemafreya was Be'emes mechapim. Since the Eibishter knows that he will never have a korban of akrove Oshem Tolui, then the Yom Kippur was mechapim b'shas maitze, and he had a kapor on his avir. And even though, in the case where the korban is still around, he has to go and bring this korban, and he does not have a kapor of Yom Kippur, but in the case where it was nevad afterwards, then the kapor of Yom Kippur Be'emes works for him, and he brings this raya to this halacha from Yerushalmi. Be'emes, the same halacha we find also in the Tzofas Paneach, in Hilchis Kilayim, Perik Yud, halacha Chav Zayin, who also says, like a Meir Simcha, that once he already mafrish his korban Oshem Tolui, then he does not have a kapor of Yom Kippur, since this is like a person who says, Ein Yerutze b'kaporas Yom HaKippurim. And the Neotomid increases Chav Hei Amid Aleph, brings a raya from the Placey in Simon Hayes, Sifkotten Gimel, also that was posher to him, that once he's ready mafrish a korban, it does not have a kapora of Yom HaKippurim, since he was ready mafrish. And the Mela comes out that the Mishnah, which says by us that a Shoigig, even Noidaloi, also has a kapora of Yom Kippur, is only referring to Noidaloi, but he has not yet been mafrish a korban Oshem Tolui. But once he's ready mafrish his korban, then the Mishnah is not referring to him, and he has to bring his korban even after Yom Kippur. This is the chiddush of the Achrinim, which we quoted, that they hold that the Mishnah is only talking about before the Afroshah. The Gemara continues on and asks Akasha, "Hai asei heichadomi, what is the case where the asei, he has a kapora with the Sarya Mishtaleach? If he did tshuva, then he automatically has a kapora miyad, and if he didn't do tshuva, then there's a problem of Zevach Shoyim to Eva." Answers Reb Zeira, we are talking about a case where he did not do tshuva, he was oimed b'mirdoi, and it goes like Shitas Rebbe, who Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur and the Sar Mishtaleach can be mechaper, even on Bein Shovim, Bein She'enon Shovim, even if he did not do tshuva, he also has a kapora of Yom Kippurim, and this is what the Mishnah says, he has a kapora on Asay. The Gemara later on says that according to Rabbonon, the Chilek on Rebbe, and Rabbonon hold that there's no kapora of Yom Kippur without tshuva. And the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perik Aleph, Halacha Beis, paskins like this, and says that Soya Mishtaleach is mechaper on all the Averis, v'hu she'asa tshuva. Only if he did tshuva, then he has a kapora from the Mishnah over here that is mechaper on all his Averis. This is not like Rebbe who holds that it's mechaper on everything besides the three Averis which Rebbe says, it's mechaper on all other Averis even without tshuva. But the kasha is that the Rambam says that he has to do tshuva in order to have the kapora and all the averis. Avol im loy osa tshuva, says the Rambam, in asoy mechapeloy elo ala kalois. But if he does not do tshuva, then the soy is still mechape on the kalois, on the kaldig averis, which the Rambam says, or the asay and the lois asay, these averis, he has a kapora with the soy mishtaleach, even if he does not do tshuva. And only on averis chamuris of the chayvi krisis and the chayvi misas bezdin, on these averis, he has to do tshuva. Says the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, that it's mashma, the Rambam understood, that the whole machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbonon is only benegea, the averis chamuris. That Rebbe holds the averis chamuris also have a tshuva, have a kapora, even if he did not do tshuva. Besides the three averis of Mefer Brismila and Megale Polim Batera and the Purik Oil, but besides these three averis, he has a kapora even on other averis chamuris. And the Rabbanon hold that he does not have a kapora on averis chamuris if he didn't do tshuva. But the averis hakalois, the Rambam understood, everyone agrees that he can have a kapora even without tshuva. So ask the Kesef Mishnah, Ibazei, what is the Gemara's question? When the Gemara asks, and what is the case of a say in our Mishnah which has a kapora through the Soya Mishtaleach, either loy also tshuva, zevach hashoim to eva, that if he didn't do tshuva, then zevach hashoim to eva, and Ebzeria said that it goes like Rebbe, says the Kesef Mishnah, according to the Rambam, the Gemara could have said that it goes like Rabbonon, because since a say is aver kalo, and the Rambam holds that even Rabbanon agree that an aver kalo, kapora of Yom HaKippurim and the Soya Mishtaleach works even without tshuva. So the Gemara should have said that the Mishnah of Asei is going even according to the Rabbanon. So says the Ketzer Mishnah, L'chir is Muchach, from our Gemara and the Gemara is Shakli V'tariya, between the Kasher and the Bzeris Teretz, that the Machlekes of Rebbe and Rabbanon is Bein on Averis Chamures, and also on Averis Kalois. And since the Rambam paskins on Averis Chamures, we need Teshuva, where does the Rambam take it from a new day to say that there's a difference between Averis Kalois and Averis Chamures, and the Soya Mishtaleach can be Mechape even on Averis Kalois without Teshuva, and in this way, L'chir is passing it like Shitas Rebbe, and the Rambam has this new Chiluk, which we have to know, where is the Mekoy of the Rambam, and the Kesef Mishnah blives Batzor Chiyun, where is the Mekoy of the Rambam to take a difference between Averis Kalois and Averis Chamures, L'chir is neged our sugya. Answers the Chasam Sefer in his Chidushim over here in Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, that the Mekoy of the Rambam is from later on in the Breitzer, which says that Rebbe Yehuda is the one who is chilek on Rebbe, and Rebbe Yehuda holds that Yom Kippur is mechaper only on the Shovim. And then the Breisa is mavur that Be'emes Rebbe Yehuda holds misvara, like Rebbe, that Yom Kippur should be able to be mechaper even if the person does not do tshuva. But Rebbe Yehuda says that we can learn this din from the Chatois and Hashomois, which are only mechaper al Hashovim, and Memela hu adin Yom Kippur is only mechaper if someone does tshuva. So says the Chasam Sefer, since the whole Mekoy of Rebbe Yehuda to tell us that there's no kapora only if you did tshuva is from the korban of chatos and oshom, then one can learn from here that one needs a aver chamura similar to the korban chatos which comes on a chavi krisis. Only on these averis does Rebbe Yehuda hold that the Yom Kippur is not mechaper without tshuva. But averis kalois, this stays like the svara chitzoino, like the svara which Rebbe Yehuda held before he had a raya from chatois and oshomois. And Averis Kalois Misvora, he holds, Yom Kippur is still Mechapa. And Memela says the Rambam that if one does not do tshuva, Yom Kippur and the Soya Mishtaleach can still be Mechapa on Averis Kalois, even though it's not Mechapa on Averis Chamuris, because Averis Chamuris is learnt out from Chatois and Hashomis. So says the Chasam Sefer that Be'emes, according to Rebbe Yehuda later on, who is the Rabbonon who are Chilek on Rebbe, there would be an easy way to answer our Gemara and say that the Mishnah, which is Asei, which is Aveir Kalo, is Be'emes even according to the Rabbonon. But Reb Zeir over here did not hold this way, and he holds according to the Rabbonon, there's no difference. But once we have the Breisa later on of Reb Yehuda, which says that the Mekor of Averis of Yom Kippurim needs Tshuva is only from Chatois and Hashomois, then Be'emes, even according to the Rabbonon, there is a Kapora without Tshuva on Averis Kalois, even according to the Rabbonon. This is the Chasam Sefer's Mahalach to answer the Rambam, and the Pnei Shua says the same similar way to answer the Rambam, that the Rambam's Mekoy is from Shittas Reb Yehuda later on, and Be'emes, this would be a Yishuv to the Mishnah by us, and we do not have to say it goes like Rebbe, not like Reb Zeri, who says the Mishnah has to go like Rebbe. But says the Chasam Sefer, that even though we said that the Rambam holds that the Kapoy of the Soya Mishtaleach and Yom Kippur works for the Averis Kalois even without Tshuva, this is only Bizman HaMikdosh where there was a Hakrova of a Kapoy Soya Mishtaleach. But the Rambam is mefurish later on in Aloche Gimel, Perek Aleph, Aloche Gimel, Hilchos Teshuvah, that Bizman HaZeh, where we do not have a soy, even though the Itzumi Shel Yom HaKippurim alone is also a mechaper, but the Itzumi Shel Yom Kippur is only mechaper with Teshuvah. And the Rambam's mevurah says, Chasam Sofer, that nowadays, where there's no kaparas asoye, then we need tshuva even for Averis Kalois. And later on, at the end of the Perek also, the Rambam is mashma, is discussing even Averis Kalois, and the Rambam says that we need a tshuva in order to have the kapara of Yom Kippur. So Mameila says, Chasam Sofer, you see there's a difference between the kapara of the soye, which the Rambam holds that when there was a soye, then Yom Kippur can be mechaper on the Kalois, even without Teshuva, but in the case where nowadays Bizman HaZeh we do not have a soy and we need the Yom Kippur itself to work for the Kapara, then the Yitzumah Shel Yom Kippur is only Mechapel HaShovim and is Marich to be Mazbe, the Mekoy of the Rambam from the Sugya, to take this difference between Yom Kippur and the Kapara of the soy. Akapod this is the Shittas of Rambam, that L'maskonas HaGemorah according to the Rabbonon, soy HaMishtaleach can be Mechapel on Aviris Kalois, even without Teshuva, and only later on when there's no soy, Bizman HaZeh, where there's no soy, then they need Kapara only with Teshuva for the Aviris Kalois also. In the Ikur Gemorah, that the Gemorah asked the Kasher that L'chir and Nasei is not Nigea the Kapara of a soy HaMishtaleach, answers the Gemara goes like Rebbe, that Rebbe says, I'll call Aviris Shebetoyah, even if you didn't do Teshuva, Yom Kippur's Mechaper. The Rishonim discuss that L'chayra, the Braisa of Rebbe, which Rebbe says that Yom Kippur's Mechaper without Teshuva, is talking about the Kapora of Yom Kippur. Like the Loshon of the Braisa, Rebbe Oimer, I'll call Aviris Shebetoyah, Bein Osa Teshuva, Bein Loy Osa Teshuva, Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. We're talking about the Kapora of Yom Kippur. Masha Inkin in our Mishnah is discussing the Kapora of the Soya Mishtaleach. So L'chir, how does the Gemara know to say that this din of Rebbe applies also to the Soya Mishtaleach? The Rashba and the Ran say that Rebbe, even though he says he only discusses the Kapara of Yom Kippur, but Be'emes the Gemara takes on Misvara that just like Rebbe holds there's a Kapara of Yom Kippur, there's also a Kapara of the Soya by itself. The Soya is Mechapel L'chud and Yom Kippur is Mechapel L'chud. And just like the Kapara of Yom Kippur is Mechapel even if he didn't do Tshuva, so too, the kapara of the soy is going to be mechaper, even if they didn't do tshuva, and this is the Gemara's teretz by us to answer the Mishnah. But the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samech Dalet or Islamed asks that l'chayra, the Gemara, what is the hechrich of the Gemara to go and say that they should be the same halacha, the kapara of the soy and the kapara of Yom Kippur? The Gemara's question on the assay was because there's no kapara if you didn't do tshuva, since there's a klal of zevach reshoim toyevo. Now this klal says in Michas Chinuch L'chayra is by a krovas a korban. In a korban we can have a klal that a zevach of a rosha is a te'evo and therefore the korban cannot be mechaper. On the kapara of Yom Kippur, there's no klal of zevach reshoim te'evo. So therefore asks the Michas Chinuch, how does the Gemara know to say that since Rebbe holds the kapara of Yom Kippur works without tshuva, so too the kapara of the soy has a kapara even if it didn't do tshuva. By the korban of the soy, there's a klal of zevach reshoim te'evo, which we do not find by the kapara of Yom Kippur. The Ritva over here says a different pshat and says that the Kapara of Yom Kippur, which Rebbe says, works without Tshuva, but Emes is not referring to Kapara of Yom Kippur by itself. Because the Kapara of Yom Kippur doesn't work by itself, Al Kaponim in the case we didn't do Tshuva, and the Kapara of Yom Kippur, which Rebbe is discussing, means the Kapara of Yom Kippur together with the Soya Mishtaleach. And this is Be'emes a discussion later on in Tosfos, the Ramaschal de Ovad, whether there's a Kapara of Yom Kippur by itself, or does the Yom Kippur need dafka together with the soy? And Tosfos has a three tzedodim later on. So says the Ritva, like the first tzad in Tosfos, that the kapara of Yom Kippur only works together with the kapara of the soy. And from here, the Gemara learned to shtel it zu, to don't go make a dimyon that the klal of our mission of the soy and mishtaleach goes like Rebbe, because we're talking, Rebbe is also discussing this kapara of the soy, which works only if it works, even if it didn't do tshuva, because this kapara of Yom Kippur, which Rebbe says, means be'emes the kapara of the Yom Kippur together with the soy. Says the Ritva that according to this, it could be that Rebbe was only discussing the time when it was a soy mishtaleach, and on that Rebbe said that the kapara of Yom Kippur together with the soy works without tshuva. But bizman hazeh that there's no soy mishtaleach, then Rebbe is also moida in order to have the kapara of Yom Kippur, which is working by itself, then it only works l'shovim, just like the shittas of Reb Yehuda and Rabbanon later on in the sugya. And the whole machlikas Rebbe and Rabbanon is only in a time when there was a zman, when there was a soy mishtaleach, and then Rebbe holds that the soy works even without tshuva. But nowadays, even Rebbe agrees that the kapor of Yom Kippur has to have tshuva. And therefore, the Breiser, which says in Yuma, Peivav Amad Aleph, that is Dalet Chilukei Kapora, which is Mavur, that the Be'emes Yom Kippur it only works if you do tshuva, can work even in Shittas Rebbe, because Bizman Azeh, there's no soy, and Mamele, the kapor of Yom Kippur only works with tshuva. So it comes out that Be'emes, the Svor of the Ritva, is exact opposite of the Taina of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch said a Svor that the only Kapora which Rebbe can have in a case where he didn't do tshuva is the kapor of Yom Kippur. But the kapor of the korban is worse off because Zevach Hashoyim Toyeva. And in the Ritva we see the other way, that in a case where there is a korban and it's working together with Yom Kippur, then there's a choymer that works even in a case where the person didn't do tshuva. Masha'inkein in the kapor of Yom Kippur by itself, there the Ritva says one has to do tshuva even according to Rebbe. Now Be'emes, later on in the Gemara asks a stira in the Sifra, whether this klal of Yom Kippur works without tshuva or dafka with tshuva. And the Gemara says, teretz, both go like Rebbe, or both go like Rebbe Yehuda. And there's a discussion in the Gemara later on how to answer this theory. According to the Svar of the Ritva, that even Rebbe agrees, in a case where there's no soy, that Yom Kippur needs to have tshuva, then one could have said an easy teretz, l'chayra, toward the theory, that one of the braises is talking about with the soy, and therefore it's mechaper even on Einon Shovim, and the other braise which says that you need to have tshuva, is talking about the case where there's no soy, memela, the hasta Yom Kippur itself, can only be mechaper only in a case where he did tshuva. Seems like the Gemara holds this as a doichik to be moikim, the mission, the breitza, in a case where there's no soya mishtaleach, and the mela, the Gemara says, different to Yurtzim later on, to answer the seer in the two breitzas. In the Ikka Shitta of Rebbe, which the Gemara brings down over here, that Rebbe holds, there's a kapora even without tshuva, says Toisvas in the Ramamaschil Ba'oimid, that this tshuva, this din of Rebbe, that the kapora works, is be'emes a kapora gemura. And he's not nidden be yisurim achamisa. This is a total kapora on Rebbe, according to Shittas Rebbe, even if he didn't do any tshuva. But the Tosfos Yishonim in Yuma Pehei Amud Beis is marich, and it says in the first teretz that even according to Rebbe, it doesn't have a total kapora only if you do tshuva. Only if the person will do tshuva, then he has a kapora gemura. Rebbe just holds that he has a kapora even without tshuva, but it's not a kapora gemura, and it only works to patter the person from chorus. But he's still going to have Yisurim in order to have a miruk, a total kapora for his aveir. And the Pnei Shua over here in Tosfos says that what Tosfos says is a tzorichin godoil to say that according to Rebbe, one doesn't have to do tshuva, and Yom Kippur itself, with the Sarah Mishtaleach, should be able to work, and the person doesn't even have Yisurim afterwards to be memariak his aveiris. And it's me'ikre hadas, says the Pnei Yeshua, that if someone does a Aveira and he doesn't do tshuva, he's going to get punished for this Aveira. To say that Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur will go over and he won't get punished even later on and no Yisurim, says the Pnei Yeshua, this is a tzorich yom godoil, and therefore he holds that the Tzitzis Yishonim in Yom Pehei Omid Beis, that Be'emes he doesn't have a Kapora Gemura, and he tries to explain that even Tzitzis by us is also going with the Shitta of the Tzitzis Yishonim over there in Yom. In the Shitta Mekubetzes increases Zayin Omed Aleph, Ois Yudalad, he says that even according to Rebbe that it's Mechaper without Teshuva, this is only on the Averis that the person has a Kapora for. But we know, like we said before, that Yom Kippur has another Maila, that it's Mechaper on the Oshom Tolui, that afterwards he does not have to bring a Korban of Oshom Tolui. Says the Shitta Mekubetzes, this hoisofa, this extra addition, that Yom Kippur is mechaper, that he doesn't have to bring Oshom Tolui, even Rebbe agrees that for this din, he has to have tshuva. And if he didn't do tshuva, then he's going to have to bring Oshom Tolui when he knows about his Aveira after Yom Kippur. The Kesi Yeshua over there increases, Zayin Omed Aleph asks, so where does the Shitta Mekubetzes get such a difference from? L'chayu, if Rebbe holds that the tshuva of Yom Kippur works, the kapara of Yom Kippur can work even without tshuva, why should we say that it only works to be mechapa on the Avera, but he has to still bring later on Oshem Tolui? Why should we say such a kind of chiluk? Says the Kesi Yeshua that according to this Tosfos Yishonim, which we said before, and the Pnei Yeshua says this is also Shitta Tosfos, that according to Rebbe, who holds that Yom Kippur works without tshuva, but he still has Yisurim, and he's still going to get punished if he doesn't do tshuva, then one understands very well why someone has to still bring Oshem Tolui. because the Yisoid Havoah of the Oshem Tolui, says the Gemara, increases Chaf Hei Amid Aleph. The idea is Lahogin Olav Mina Yisurim. It's to prevent that he shouldn't get punished, that he shouldn't have Yisurim, until he knows about his Aveir and he brings a Chatos. So since the Ike idea of the Oshem Tolui is Lahogin Mina Yisurim, and even Rebbe agrees that without Tshuva he's still going to get punished, Memela, there's still a necessity of after Yom Kippur to bring Oshem Tolui in order Lahogin Olav Mina Yisurim, which Yom Kippur did not take away, because even Rebbe agrees that we need Tshuva today that he shouldn't get any Yisurim. This is the Kesi Yeshua's explanation of the Shittim Mukubet, says that he also goes in the Shittah of the Tosfos Yeshanim and Tosfos over here according to the Pnei Yeshua. One extra Yisofa in the Chiddush of Rebbe's Tshuva, Kapor on Yom Kippur without Tshuva, the Sefer Tosfos Yom HaKippurim in Yuma Pehei Amud Beis says that even though Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur can be Mechapur without Tshuva, this is only on Averius Ben Odom Lamokim. But on Averius Ben Odom Lachaviri, which the Aloche is, we have to have Pius and Ritzui, says the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, even Rebbe agrees that if someone didn't do Tshuva, he will not have a Kapora on these Averius. Because these Averius needs a Ritzui and a Pius, and therefore he will not be able to have a Kapora on these Averius. This is an extra chiddush in the Hagbolah, to minimize the chiddush of Rebbe, that Rebbe holds, even though tshuva kapara of Yom Kippur works without tshuva, this is only Ben Adam LaMokim and not on Ben Adam LaChaveri. Moving further on, the Gemara later on says that according to Rebbe, there's a case where a person can be over and get chorus of Yom Kippur, in a case where he ate on Yom Kippur and was ochal umtze v'chonke omis. This is the beginning of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. And Tosfos explains in the Maschil Da'ova at Somech Lishkias Achamo that after the Shiluach HaSoy, the Gemara couldn't have said that he's going to be Mechaper. He did Aveir after the Shiluach of the Soy, since the Soy works for the whole day. Later on, Tosfos brings down from Yesh Meforshim that Yom Kippur itself works even without the Soy HaMishtaliach. But there's a difference between the Kapora of Yom Kippur and the Kapora of the Soy. The Soy is Mechaper Miyad, but Yom Kippur is Einoi Mechaper Ad Shetechshach. It says Tosfos Lemoitzoi Yom HaKippurim. Yom Kippur only works right at the end of Yom Kippur, when it becomes dark at the end of Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur is Mechaper. It says Tosfos Kidetanya Chomer Besoi. Tosfos says this is a Braisa, that it says there's a difference, there's a Chomer Besoi Mi Yom HaKippurim, Shehasoi Mechaper Miyad, V'Yom HaKippurim Ad Shetechshach. Now Tosfos doesn't say where this Braisa is, and the Mashor already points out that it seems to be that these Yesh Mefarshim had the Girsa in the Gemara itself, that is this Breisa which says that there's a Chimah B'Soy B'Yom HaKippur, that the Soy works straight away and Yom Kippur only works by night. And Rashi refers to this Girsa into the Amaschel Somach Lishkias HaChamah. Rashi says, the Tanya Chimah B'Soy Loigol Sinon Lo, which is this Girsa which Tosfos has from the Yesh Mefarshim. Also, the Ran in Yuma in Pehei Amud Beis also sounds like he has this Girsa at the end of Pehei Kamed Shavuos, which seems to be this Girsa, like Tosfos brings down from the Yesh Mefarshim. Now, this Ika Alocha, which Tosfos says that the Kapora of Yom Kippur is only at the end of Yom Kippur, Einu Michape Ad Shetechshach, the Mogen Avraham in Orichayim Simtofri Shchov Gimel says that the Minig is to be Mamshich with Tfilas Ne'ila until it gets dark. And he brings down from the Rekeach that the reason is because of this Tosefta that Yom Kippur is Mechaper Be'emeth, the last minute when it gets dark, Mamish at the end, the last few minutes of Yom Kippur, then is the Kapora of Yom Kippur. And therefore we are Mamshich Tfilas Ne'ila until dark, until it gets Balaylo, to in order to be davening during the Zman of the Kapora of Yom Kippur. But Be'emeth, this is not so poshet. And the Gemara increases Yud Chesem at Beis in the Sugya of Yediyah, which is Mechalek, and the Gemara discusses that if a person does Averis B'Shoigig with one Haloma, with one forgetting, the Gemara says you only bring one Korban, but if you have a Yediyah in between, then you bring two Korbanas. And the Gemara over there is discussing what would happen in a case where the person has only a Yediyah of a Sofik. That means he doesn't know whether he ate Chelev or he didn't eat Chelev, and he has a Yediyah Sofik in between. Is a Yediyah Sofik also Mechalek in the Haloma? And the Gemara there discusses and says that if we hold that Yediyah Sofik is Mechalek in the Haloma, it will come out that if someone ate Chelev on Yom Kippur, B'Shoigig, and he ate Chelev also at the end of Yom Kippur, B'Shoigig, then we'll have to bring two Korbanos, because even though it was one Haloma, but since Yom Kippur has the Koyach to be Mechaper on Olshem Tolui, we look at Yom Kippur like it's a Yediyah Sofik, and Yediyah Sofik is Mechalek, and he has to bring two Korbanos. And the Gemara holds this is a chiddush to say that if someone will eat two kezesim on Chilev of Yom Kippur, will have to bring two korbanos, even though it's one alom. So says Abaye over there, this is not a riot, Because if he eats two kazeisi chelev on Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur in the middle of the day does not work to be mechapim like Yedia Sofik, says Abaye, because maybe the kapora of Yom Kippur is only at the beginning of Yom Kippur. The first few minutes of Yom Kippur, the first minute of Yom Kippur is mechapim. But later on in the middle of the day, who said Yom Kippur is a mechapim? And the Gemara over there says that this is not the din, because it says Mefurish in the Braisa, that if over b'yom kippurim a sofik aveir, if someone is over on Yom Kippur an aveir misofik, which is mechayiv him oshem tolui, then after Yom Kippur he does not have to bring oshem tolui. Says the Gemara, this is muchach that Yom Kippur is not mechaper at the beginning of the day, because if the kapora is at the beginning, then if it will be over aveir of oshem tolui in middle of Yom Kippur, he would have to have a kapora of oshem tolui after Yom Kippur. Is muchach, says the Gemara, that kol hayoim mechaper, the whole day of Yom Kippur is mechaper, and therefore asks the Gemara that Yom Kippur should be a yedias sofik in between two achilas chilevs. If one ate chilev in the morning of Yom Kippur and one ate chilev in the afternoon of Yom Kippur, then the zman of Yom Kippur in between these two achilas should be called a yedias sofik, since the Yom Kippur every minute of the day is a mechaper. Shekol hayoim mechaper, like it says in the Braisa. So ask the Achrenim, the Rishash, over here in Tosfos, and so too the Gevura Sari in Yuma Pehe Omid Beis. He asks, Al-Khira, this is a steer to what Tosfos brings down from the Tosefta, that the Kapora of Yom Kippur is only by night. L'Khira, we see in this Gemara in Krisus Yud Ches Omid Beis, that the Kapora of Yom Kippur is every single minute of the day, Kol HaYoyim Mechapa. And Be'emes, this is a Nidam Mefurish in the Yishalmi, in Yuma. The Yishalmi declares, this Shaila, it's in the Braisa which says that Kol HaYoyim Mechaper, when is the Zman of the Kapora of Yom Kippur? Reb Zeira says that the Zman is every single Chilek of Yom Kippur has a Kuech to be Mechaper. But Reb Chananya says that the Kapora of Yom Kippur is only at the end of the day. And the Gemara over there in Yerushalmi brings this Braisa down, which Tosis quotes over here, that the Kapora of Yom Kippur is only at the end of the day, that this is a Raya to Reb Chananya, that you see clearly in the Braisa that the Kapora is only at the end of the day. Says the Gemara in Yishalmi from Rabbi Yirmiya, that Rabbi Yirmiya was doicha the Braisa, and says there's no raya, because this Braisa which Tosfos says that the Kapora is only Mishatechshach, maybe is talking in a case where the Oni brought the Soya Mishtaleach right at the end of the day, it was Nisakiv, and the Oni brought the Kapora of the Soya Mishtaleach only at the end, and therefore, in this case, Yom Kippur is only going to work at the end of the day. But normally, in a case where they brought the Soya already earlier, then Be'emes, Yom Kippur can be Mechaper, even any Rega of Yom Kippur, even you don't have to wait till the Chashecha, till the night of Moitzi Yom Kippur. Al Kaponim, you see in the Yishalmi, there's mamisha machlekes between Abzeria and Chananya, and this shaila, when exactly is the Kapora of Yom Kippur? Says the Sefer Nachlas Yehoshua in Chilek Beis, Drush Vov, that according to this, we can say that the Gemara increases Yud Chesem at Beis, which we said is Mavur, that Yom Kippur, every single rega of Yom Kippur is a mechaper. We can say that this Gemara goes like the shit of Abzeria, which we says that Abzeria in Yishalmi holds that every chilek of Yom Kippur is a mechaper. But the Gemara by us, which says Achanakte Umtse, and he didn't have time till the end of Yom Kippur, like Tosfos in Medayik, Ochal Somach Lishkias Achamo, this Gemara is going like Rav Chananya, and like the Pashtos at the Sefter, that the Kapora of Yom Kippur is only at the end of the day. Al Kaponim, this is what Tosfos says with Pshitas from a Braisa, that the Kapora of the Kippur is only at the end of the day, and this is the Mekoyer, it says the Rikeach, that we daven the Ilan until the night. There is a shitter of Reb Zeira who holds that there's a kapora every single rega, and the chayyah, the Gemara increases Yud Chesam Abbeis, is going like this there, and like the Gevurah Sarir in Pehe Omid Beis in Yuma, is marich that the chayyah, the pashtus of the Gemara increases is mavur, that every rega of Yom Kippur is a mechaper. On the Ikke Gemara, this teretz of the Gemara, that the Gemara says, that Aloma lo mishkachas lo do'och al umtze v'chon ke yomis, there's another point discussed by the Achrinim, or you say the Sige Shaila, whether the Mechas Chinuch is the one who clears his Shaila Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, and he is mistapik, that we know that in all Isur Achila, which is the Torah, all Macholas Asuris, there's a Machlikas Yabirchan and Yishlokish in Cholin Kuf Gimel on the base, whether the Issa is Anoas Groinoi, is the Issa Achila when he has Anoa in his Gorin, in his throat, or we need Hanoas Meov. Only when he has Anoa in his stomach, then he can have Anoa, then he's over the Issa Achila of Macholas Asuris. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel is Mesupik, says you can clear what is the din by the Issa Achila of Yom Kippur. Even though we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, who holds in Chulin Kuf Gimel Amud Beis by all Macholas Asuris, that is enough if it's Anoas Groinoi, even before the food will go all the way down into the stomach, and he has Anoas Meov, he is already over the Issa Achila by Anoas Groinoi. But it could be, says the Minchas Chinuch, this is all by all of our Macholas Asuris. But the Issa Achila of Yom Kippur could be is different, since we know that Yom Kippur, you're not over Bekazayis, you're only over Bekaseves, because it's totally on Yisuvei Daite, that he shouldn't be Ma'una. The Issa of Yom Kippur is that he has to be V'inisemes Nafshoi Seichem, and if he eats on Yom Kippur, he's not Ma'una, and the Shia is a Kiseves. So says the Minchas Chinuch, maybe this itself will be a reason to say that he's only Chayiv on Yom Kippur if he swallows it and goes all the way down into the Me'ayim, and Bahanoas Me'ov, then he's Chayiv on the Issa Achila of Yom Kippur. Bahanoas Groinoi, it could be even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that there's already a Issa, Bahanoas Groinoi, by there's no Issa by Noah's Goyne on the case of Yom Kippur, which is different than other Macholas Asuris. And by Emes the Chasam Sefer in Tshuva, this is his Shitta Lemaisa in Orechaim Simakuv Chav Zayin, and his Marich like this in his Chidushim, also in Ksubas Lamedom at the base, and also in Chulin Kuv Gimelom at the base, that the din of Achila of Yom Kippur is different than all other Macholas Asuris. All other Macholas Asuris is Tolu on Anoah's Goyne, but the Issa Achila of Yom Kippur is Tolu on Anoah's Meov. But asks the Isomeach in Shvisas also Peyuk Beis Halacha Aleph that the our Gemara is a mefurish steer to this Yisoid, because our Gemara says that the case where he was over on the Issa Koris of Yom Kippur since he ate of Yom Kippur was a case where Ochal Umtze V'Chonkei Umis, he ate a piece of raw meat and this caused him to choke and he died. Says the Isomeach that he choked during the Achila, he hasn't yet had a Hanoas Meov. This is only a Hanoas Groinoi. And you see Mefurish in the Gemara that Hanoas Groinoi itself is also enough to be Mechayev Yom Koris for the Achila of Yom Kippur, because this is like the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan in all of Macholas Asuris, that Hanoas Groinoi itself is also enough to be Mechayev Yom Koris. And the Meila says in Rishomeach, it's not like the Chiddush of Chasam Sefer, and even on Yom Kippur is also enough if it is Hanoas Groinoi. The same Kasha that Achiezer asks in Chilek Gimel Simen Samach Aleph, also the Marcheshes in Chilek Aleph Simen Numbeis, Oisei, that from this Gemara is Mavur L'Chir not like the Chasam Sefer. But the Tshuva in the Marsham, his first Tshuva in his Sefer, Chilek Aleph Simen Aleph, says that one can be Doicha this Hechocha, which the Achini bring down from this Gemara. Because the Loshen of the Gemara by us is Ochal Umtzei V'Chonkei Umis. The same Gemara is in Gemara increases Zayin Omed Aleph, and over there the Gemara has a different Loshen. The Gemara over there says that Bahadei de Ko'ochal Name, in the same time when he was eating bread, Chanakte Umtze, a piece of meat, raw meat, caused him to choke, and his Mashma says the Marsham in the Gemara, that this person was by him eating bread at the same time. The Gemara says Bahadei de Ko'ochal Name, he was eating bread also. Says the Marsham that the Kavon of the Gemara is that he was eating bread and the bread already was swallowed and he had Anoas Meov, and the exact same second when the Anoas Meov of the bread was Chal, then there was the Chanakte Umtze, there was a choking, and this is why he didn't yet have the Kapora of Yom Kippur. But says the Marsham, according to this, Be'emes, it could be that the Chi of Koris wasn't through the Umtze, was only through the Achila of the Nama of the bread. And says the Marsham, even though our Gemara doesn't say that he was Ochal Name, but it could be the Gemara is very Mekatze, and Ochal Umtze was just a sibba why he died. But the Chi of Koris was on the bread which was eating at the same time, and Lo'ilom, you could say like the Chasam Sefer, that the Chi of Yom Kippur is only by Anoas Meov, and not on Anoas Groinoi. This is a very sadistic machlokes in the Achrinim, whether Yom Kippur is different than other Macholas Asuris, and Yom Kippur maybe there's a din of Anoas Mi'ayim, and Anoas Groinoi itself is not enough, since on Yom Kippur one needs to have Yisuve Daite, and he needs to make sure that he's not Ma'una, and this is only when it's Anoas Mi'ayim and not by Anoas Groinoi. Moving further on the Omid, Yud Gimel Omid Beis, the Gemara is Ma'irich in the machlokes in the Mishnah between Avyuda and Eb Shimon, whether the Soya Mishtaleach is only mechaper on the Yisraelim, because the Koyanim already had a kapora on the other Averis, also through the Vidui Apar, like Shittas Reb Shimon. And the Yehuda holds no, that the Soya Mishtaleach was mechaper also for the Koyanim, and only on the Tumas Mikdosh V'Kodoshov is there a difference between the kapora for the Koyanim, which is through the Par, and the Yisraelim is through the Seirim in every kapora by itself of the Tumas Mikdosh V'Kodoshov. The Yisomeach points out in Avidas Yom HaKippurim, Per Gimel, Alochi Gimel, a very interesting nekuda, that Be'emes this Machlekes of Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon has many ramifications in other Alochis of the Hilchis Avidas Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara in Yuma, Mem Omed Aleph, says that Reb Shimon holds the girl between the two Seirim, the Soya Mishtaleach and the Soya Pnimi, is not Ma'akiv. If one does not do a girl, and he doesn't make the Goyal Hashem and the Goyal Azazel, it's not Ma'akiv, even with Kriyas Shem by itself, one can be Kriyas Shem and be Kriyveya, that this Soy should be Lashem, and this Soy should be Lazazel. But there's other man Dormim, Reb Yehuda holds that the Goyal is Yem Ma'akiv. Says the Yisomeach that this Machloikis between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, whether the Goyal on Yom Kippur is Ma'akiv, is Be'emes Lashitosom. Because the reason why Reb Yehuda holds that the Goyal is Ma'akiv, is not because the halacha of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, that we find many halachas in Avodas Yom HaKippurim, there's some things which are likuva. Even Reb Yehuda agrees that mitzad the Avod of Yom Kippur, he would agree to Reb Shimon that the Goyal itself is not ma'akev and one would be able to do the Kedusha of Soil Hashem and the Soil Azazel through the Kriya Hashem by itself. The reason why there's machlekes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon whether the Goyal is ma'akev is the same machlekes which is in our Gemara, whether the Soya Mishtaleach is Mechaper for the Koyanim or only Mechaper for the Yisrael. According to Shittas Reb Shimon, who holds that the Soya Mishtaleach is only Mechaper for the Yisrael and the Koyanim are the Kapora for the other Averis to the power, comes out that both Seirim, Bein the Soya Nase Bifnim and Bein the Soya Mishtaleach, are only Kobonus for the Yisrael. They are not Kobonus for the Koyanim. So if so, there's no difference be'etzem in the moment of the korbanus, who it belongs to and whose korban it is. Both of these seirim are korbanus of the Israelim. The koyanim have a kapara through the par. And therefore the only difference is only the kedusha, whether the kedusha is a soil Hashem or the kedusha of the soil is a soil Azazel. Therefore holds the Shimon that the goyal is not ma'akiv and one can be kriya Hashem through the par itself and can be kriya Hashem and this can have the koyach to be makdish the soil Hashem and the soil Azazel. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds in our sugya that the mishtaleach, the soya mishtaleach, is mechaper on other averis, even for the koyanim. So it comes out that be'emes is a sadistic difference between the soya pnimi, which is only mechaper for the Yisrael, and the soya mishtaleach, which is mechaper also for the koyanim. So the soya mishtaleach is be'emes, the korb belongs to them also, to the koyanim also, whereas the soya pnimi is only a korban liyisrael, and the koyanim don't have a sheiches, and don't have a chilek in this korban of the soya pnimi. So says the Yisomeach, according to this, will come out that the goyal be'emes, which is being koyvea, the soil Hashem and the soil Azazel, is not just a difference in the kedusha. It's also a chalukas shutfin. We have to be koyvea which soy belongs to the koyanim, and which soy belongs only to the Yisrael. And this meisa, to be able to be koyvea whose soy is mine, and whose belongs, which soy belongs to the koyanim also, this kvias can only be done through a meisa girl. Like we find as a girl which works in chalukas as Yisrael, was done by girl. Because chalukas ha-shutfin as a meisa girl can be koyvea a kvias al chalukas ha-shutfin. But a kedusha, even if Yehuda agrees, would be able to be done through kedusha of a ma'isa hekdush itself with a kriyas shem. But the reason why Yehuda holds the girl is ma'akev is because be'emes the girl is a kvias of the momentous of the seirim to be kvia chalukas hashutvin, that the soya aplimi only belongs to the Yisrael, and the momentous and the kvias of the koyanim is only in the soya la'azazel, because the soya mishtaleach be'emes is working also for the koyanim. So says the Yisomeach, this comes out that the machlikas by us, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, whether the soya mishtaleach is mechaper for the koyanim, makes a difference whether the goyal is going to be ma'akiv or not going to be ma'akiv. And according to Reb Yehuda, since the goyal is needed to be kaveah chiluk shutfis, it's going to be ma'akiv on Yom Kippur, and this is pshat in the Gemara in Yuma Mem Amud Aleph on the machlikas between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda whether the goyal is ma'akiv. And he's ma'arich further to explain that this is also the machlikas where the vidui is ma'akiv, like it says in Yishalmi that the two machlikas are not toluy abaho, and everything is toluy on this machlikas in the Mishnah, whether the soya mishtaleach is mechaper for the koyanim, or also for the koyanim, or only for the Yisrael.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.